Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Woo! Because we're ready here for episode number 12. How about that? 12 episodes in. Bacon Smiles Podcast. As always, I'm Steve Patera, joined by my good friend,
Evan Shaw Mumford.
Awesome. I am hyped. I am excited.
You're wearing your ketchup shirt.
Well, see, last time I was wearing my Geek Squad shirt, and it was the first time we tried out Periscope. So I'm like, you know what? We can't even see it anyway, so that's fine. we are live streaming on Periscope. No one has joined. So that's
we had one viewer earlier.
We did, but we were still kind of like prepping, checking things out. So hopefully some more people will jump back on. So, last time, we talked about the Big E, which actually starts this weekend, which is really cool.
Fall season's here.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, so funny. Basically, it starts getting a little colder at night. It's been getting dark super early. Yeah. And the pumpkin starts coming out. Eva is a big fan of pumpkin just about anything. So, she's pretty excited that Dunkin' Donuts has their pumpkin coffee again. So, that's cool. But, you know, before we really get started, I'd like to just share some prayers with you. A friend of ours reached out earlier this week saying that her uncle had suffered a heart attack while riding a motorcycle, of all things. And he has since passed away. So we just, I know it's starting off on a somber note, but, you know, we just want to pray that God looks out for their family and shares his love and his mercy with them through this tough time. Because that's, you know what, that's really what we're here for as a ministry. Even though we're silly and we have a podcast and we like having fun and we like laughing, we also want to make sure that people know that if they ask for prayers, we're here for them. So prayers go out to that family as they grieve the loss. But you know what? As Christians, we have the faith that we will see our loved ones again. Amen. And this person shared that with us this morning too, that he has now gone home and he will join his wife who preceded him to go to heaven. So praise be to that.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
So, The other thing that we received some emails, and we've always asked for people to come out and receive, you know, say some, you know, what they want us to pray for, join along in our topics and stuff like that. And last week was suicide prevention week. And so that was brought to our attention. And just suicide rates are like an all-time high.
I read something like that, yeah.
And for teenagers too, and as youth ministers and confirmation teachers, and we're both on our peer ministry team, and it's something that hits everywhere. As a community, we've seen what it can do to teenagers, mm-hmm. and not knowing where they can turn. I know I've said this before, but I need everyone out there to know that no matter where you are, no matter how lonely you feel, that God loves you, that God is with you. And no matter where you are, no matter how you're hearing my voice, I want you to know that we are here for you in your struggles, in your time of need, that we will be here because that's what God has called us all to do for each other, is to pick each other up when we're down and to let others know that they are loved, because that's what God has shared with us, mm-hmm. is his love. And that's just this awesome thing that no matter what I do in life, no matter how many times I fail, God still loves me. And that's important. It's important to you know that no matter how much you fail or how many times you fall down, that God loves you. So I never want anyone to take that way out. Just know that you're loved and it's just, you need to get out of that space. You need to know that there are people that you can turn to, that God is here for you. And if you're feeling it in that moment, you need to seek help. There are hotlines. You start to see them advertised more because of the rates. You know, 211. I think it's option one. I've been hearing these advertisements recently.
Yeah, a lot more.
But, just know that you can reach out. Unfortunately, I have seen what suicide does to a family. I have lost friends of mine that I grew up with, that I went to high school with. And to see what it does to a family, I just never want to see that again. So if anyone out there that's hearing my voice needs anything, is hurting, you're lonely, you just feel not worthy, you have to reach out. You have to.
And one thing that stuck with me for a while is last year I went Soulfest. We went Soulfest together. And I think every year we've gone, there's been a tent for To Write Love on Our Arms, which is just a fantastic organization. They're saving lives every day. But I walked into their tent just to see what they had for a setup. And along the back wall, they had this wooden board that was covered in black cloth, and people would take these notes and nail them to the wall just so that, and they had prompts written on them, which people would fill out and then put up on the wall to kind of inspire each other as a community. And so I walked up to one in particular and just kind of, one just stood out, and I'm looking at it, and it said, the top of it was printed, "What's your biggest fear?" Below that was, "What's your biggest dream?" And all these sheets were like that. So people would just write down their own answers.
Yeah.
And one person had written that her biggest fear was that she would not be able to, she was afraid that her suicidal thoughts would relapse. And she didn't know if she'd have the strength to get through it again.
Yeah.
But then underneath that, she wrote, her biggest dream is that everyone knows how loved they are.
Yeah.
And I think that's just a fantastic example of how we are so easily able to see the value in others much better than we are for ourselves.
Man.
So that's
absolutely
why we need each other as a community to just rally up around each other and go, hey, you're golden. You know, you may not feel like it, but when I see you smile, you just shine. Or, you know, something to just pull us out of the dark that sometimes we find ourselves in and just go, hey, you know, I need this encouragement just as much as you do.
Yeah, the other thing too is I know it sounds simple and it sounds easy, but if you have people in your lives that are really tearing you down, that are that poison to your soul, then you really need to start taking some time away from them.
Yeah.
Because you'll start to feel better. You really will. You really will start to feel better. If you start to surround yourselves with positive people, and God will put those people in your lives. You know, God so loved us that he sent his only son to die for us. God loves you so much that when you're down, he will put people in your lives to make you feel better. It happened with me. I've had many dark times. And it's just amazing the things that have come from it. Like I've talked before, in one of my darkest times, a friend of mine needed help running a retreat. And I was like, yeah, I'll be there, man. And that led to me meeting the other men that I helped lead my meet and greet ministry, Red Bar Ministries. Speaking of that.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't you have something coming up?
Yeah. October 8th, we're having another men's ministry meet and greet. So those of you who have been before, you know how awesome it is. Evan, it's pretty crazy.
Hey,
right?
Shooting a 2x4 out of a cannon.
Yeah.
At a boat.
Potato cannons.
Yeah.
We've done a lot. We've done a lot of crazy things. And the talks, like the meat of the event at the end with the faith sharing and stuff like that is important. The thing in that, what I'm trying to get at that is when we come together as men and it's you're surrounded by good, faithful men. Number one, they have the same struggles as you. It is hard to be a good Catholic man today. It's hard. It's hard to be a follower of Christ today. Mm-hmm. It just is. The time that we're living in, it's a struggle. And so to surround yourselves with other people that feel the same way. And also we're going to pick you up. Mm-hmm. And just to know that being a good, faithful Christian isn't sitting at home mm-hmm. in a Bible study. Which is important, trust me. Yeah. Knowing your scripture is important, and I'm not trying to say it's not. But what I'm saying is to get out there and have fun. Good
bacon.
and eat as much bacon as humanly possible. I'm pretty sure my cholesterol after a meet and greet is
skyrockets.
It's lethal.
If you want to see a miracle?
Yeah.
Here's one.
yes. That's right. I'm a medical girl. But it's silly. It's fun. Mm-hmm. Get out there. And here's the thing. It makes you understand that you're not alone. It makes you understand that there's other people with the same struggles. And God is going to put people in your lives to pick you up. Mm-hmm. And so that's what this ministry is all about. That's what my meet and greet ministry is all about. That's why Evan and I do this.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun. We laugh a lot. But today, something's on my heart that I needed to be more serious. Mm-hmm. And I know it's kind of a downer. And I know if you tuned in looking for just unadulterated laughs like we've had a bunch of times doing this, I apologize. But
when's the meet and greet coming up?
October 8th. So okay. Saturday, October 8th. This year, so don't like it's not 2017.
Right, right. Marking the calendar way in advance.
So basically, if you want more info, like time it starts and location and stuff like that, that kind of stuff, just reach out to me directly, steve@baconsmiles.com for email, stevie.pt on Instagram, stevie_pt on Twitter. Facebook is just Steve Patera. So if you go to my website, baconsmiles.org, you'll see in the up, you know, there's a contact page, all that stuff. So if you found this, you can find me. So as always, we like to go into music. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't met in a while, so I also got releases from last week.
Okay, awesome.
So brand new music from the Afters. They came out with a brand new album last weekend, and very good. Got a chance to listen to it. It's kind of alternative rock pop. Good sound. They have some songs that went on the radio through that. And then also Tamela Mann, a gospel favorite, just put out a new album last weekend too.
Yeah.
A very highly anticipated album coming out tomorrow, Friday, Casting Crowns. Brand new project from them.
Awesome.
And I've listened to a couple of the tracks, and this could be one of their better, stronger albums since like Life Song and their bigger albums with Voice of Truth and just staples of songs that you hear on the radio in churches all across America.
Yeah. And you put a Spotify mix on a Christian, you're gonna hear.
Yeah. But this one's gonna be an emotionally charged one as well, because Mark Hall, the lead singer, I don't know if you heard, but he was diagnosed with cancer in his kidney within the last year. So a lot of the songs that are going to be on this album are through that journey and the struggle of just lying there in the hospital bed going, why? You know, and then just realizing, you know, I've been talking to people going through this, and now I'm going through this. I'm going to be able to have more depth in the songs and connect with people in a different way. If you're into Christian hip hop, there's a artist named Beacon Light. He's got a new album coming out tomorrow as well. And then indie artist Ian Yates has a new project coming out as well tomorrow.
Awesome.
But
awesome.
Casting Crowns. That's the one for sure.
That's the big one. Everyone.
They're one of the best selling Christian bands out there right now. And won a lot of Grammys and Dove Awards.
And they put out a lot of albums.
Well, a lot of the songs, they say, are all inspired by the situations they run into in their church. They're all youth ministry workers. And all the conversations that they have with people, whether it's something that's going on in their own lives or their church members' lives, they all somehow turn into a song.
Yeah.
So it's all real-life connections, and they get a lot of inspiration for music that way.
Well, that's I love their song, Broken Together.
Mm.
And he just talked about how many families out there are struggling with divorce and parents that are separating and fighting and stuff, and it's about coming to that realization that we're not all going to have that fairy tale.
Right.
And understand that marriage is a lifetime commitment. Mm-hmm. That you're going to have struggles.
Right.
And if you can both come to the conclusion mm-hmm. of being broken together.
And I think that's also a good analogy, too, for friendships and
Absolutely.
Any other relationship. You know, if you step aside from the ego and just say, hey, you know, I don't have it all together, you don't have it all together either, but let's meet halfway. I think that's also a very powerful, you know, image to have for friendship and any other relationship that you have in your life and family.
Yeah,
know?
Absolutely. I think it's a part of having a healthy relationship with someone is to understand that you're not perfect, they're not perfect. Why are you trying to make it seem like you can't get through things that you're fighting about? Or even if someone says something in a joking manner, it hurt your feelings, you should be able to tell them, like, hey, that hurt my feelings, and have it not be a big deal.
Right.
You know, it's one of those things where we all get in our own way.
Mm-hmm.
And as Christians, we're called to love and we're called to forgive. And trust me, I am not perfect at this. I'm definitely not someone who holds grudges. Like, I'm just, I tend not to.
Yeah.
But I can get hurt by something someone says mm-hmm. to me. And trust me, I can say hurtful things to people without really realizing it. I joke all the time. The tendency to joke with other people, I don't know how many other people, it's they struggle with this too, is where if you're joking with someone, the tendency is to kind of like tear them down
mm-hmm.
instead of being uplifting.
Right.
That's one of the many things that I loved about working with Dave Dumain is that he always made sure to say, like, hey, we're going to be uplifting this weekend. Let's not tear each other down. Let's build each other up,
mm-hmm.
you know, and be uplifting. So that I always loved that. And when you want to make each other feel better, as friends,
absolutely.
And on retreats and stuff like that. And I'm trying to bring that in. Our catechism year is actually about to start.
That's right. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, and you know, I'm really looking forward to just getting the year ready.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a hard time for me with the transition that we're all going through. It's been a struggle, and I'd appreciate prayers, those of you who are out there listening. It's been a struggle for me because a really good friend of mine used to be in charge of our program, and she's probably going to listen to this, and she moved down to South Carolina, and I just loved planning and doing everything with her because she had just as much joy and love and passion for it as I do and as Evan does too. And it was just an awesome, good time and really fun working with her for the past like 12 years. So I'm going to miss it. And it's been a struggle for me because of that. Not because, listen, I struggle because it's going to be different. I don't struggle because I think that, I shouldn't do this anymore or anything like that. I love it, and I love working with teens, and that's where God is calling me to be, and that's what I need to keep remembering is that it's what we're here is to support our teens and pick them up and be there for them and bring them to Christ.
Yeah.
You know, what's the ultimate goal? Heaven.
That's right.
The ultimate goal is heaven. And to be with our saints.
That's right. Who we haven't met since this has happened, but
yeah.
Pretty big news
topic
church within the last few weeks.
You know, it's funny because we always look into the feast day calendar for our saint of the day. But you know what we decided this time was that we were going to talk about Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
She's the newest saint canonized.
Why not?
Why not talk about Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta?
One of the quickest
canonizations.
The canonizations that they've done.
Just the miracles that she worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been blessed and honored to work retreats with Dave Dumain, who worked for Mother Teresa, with Mother Teresa at a Gift of Peace house, AIDS hospice with her.
Mm-hmm.
He's honored enough to have sat down and had a one-on-one conversation with her. That's, I mean, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And he can tell you some amazing stories about what she meant to him and what she brought to this world. But just the one thing that I've learned through him and of all the things that have been said about Mother Teresa is when you see another human being, regardless of their situation, rich or poor, homeless, sick, that's Christ. When you see someone hurting, that's Christ hurting, so you should help them.
And I like it.
Yeah. And I think we all struggle with that.
Yeah.
Well, I struggle with that. I shouldn't say we all struggle with that. It's a struggle because you always feel like, what can I do for that person?
Yeah.
You know, or what am I supposed to do when I see a homeless person or something like that? Maybe it's giving them food, you know, stopping by McDonald's, coming back to where they're at, giving them food or something. But just remember that person is Christ.
Well, I think, you know, you said that you struggle with that. And one thing that's always inspired me is seeing how you are with the kids, especially during youth group and retreat. And on one of the earlier podcasts, you had mentioned that, because when I came into the program, I was shy, and I was just trying to find ways to connect with the teenagers. And you just walk right up to people, face lit up. Hey, how you doing? And you said, and I'm probably paraphrasing this, but you said that you try to approach everyone as if Christ would approach them.
Yeah, that's.
And when you said that, something just clicked in my mind. I said, "You've got it." Like, you just. I was like, "That is an awesome way to just approach people in general." Just, you know. I want to approach this person as if Christ was approaching them right now.
Yeah.
Just a big smile, pat on the back. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
You know, and just have a conversation with someone.
Yeah. And just understanding that God loves us all.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we should love each other.
Right.
I'm pretty sure I've heard like ministers and priests and stuff say, you don't have to like everyone, but you should love everyone.
Right.
You should have compassion for everyone. And it's hard. You know, when you feel wronged, when you feel, someone has treated you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to be like, I gotta remember, love everyone.
Right.
But you know, it's one of those things where when you start to really just feel like it, like, okay, so that person could be having a bad day too.
Mm-hmm.
And it really should be about sharing love.
Mm-hmm.
And Vicky always said that if doing ministry, you can affect one person's life,
mm-hmm,
for the better, make one person's relationship with God closer, then your job is done.
Right.
Affect one person for the better. And that's what we should all strive to do, is bring one person closer to Christ. And think about how many people Mother Teresa brought closer to Christ. How many people with her hospice, with her just outreach, what's still going on with her order.
Mm-hmm.
The women in her order, they bring Christ to people every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we lived during the same time as a saint. Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Mm-hmm. Just thank God for blessing us with your life. Mm-hmm. And now we can ask her to pray for us.
That's right.
How awesome is that?
And we can, you know, it takes a lot of work, but we could be a saint if we
That's
work
it.
Hard enough and dedicate our life.
Hey, the simplest thing the simplest definition of a saint is someone who is confirmed to have gone to heaven. Mm-hmm. And what's the ultimate goal? Heaven. That's what we're doing here. The ultimate goal of here is to make it to heaven. Because mm-hmm. it's going to be awesome up there. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping I'm getting there.
I like to imagine it as a big family reunion. You know?
I don't know why. That just brought me to... I like to picture Jesus in a tuxedo t-shirt. If you got that reference.
He does interpretive eye stances of my current life situation.
If you get that reference, I want you to comment on our Instagram and comment on our Twitter. If you get that reference, tell me where that's from. We're not going to tell you where it's from. You need to tell us where that was from.
A little bit of homework.
So as we're laughing, let's go with the news of the weird.
Sure. So, you know, this is not just something that's creepy, but it's also going to be affecting your health if you take part in this. I found this article in the Huffington Post, and apparently there's been this uprise in salmonella that the CDC is warning people about, particularly ones that have yard animals. So apparently people with chickens have been having an uprise.
You said yard animals. I picture people who have just a horde of squirrels or something.
Oh, no. I'm talking about barnyard animals.
Okay.
But people, particularly with chickens, have been having a rise in salmonella reports. So the CDC did a whole background check on the cases between 1990 and 2014 and found that 49% of those reported cuddling with baby poultry. 46% reported letting their chickens into their living rooms, kitchens, bedrooms, and bathrooms. And 13% reported kissing chickens.
Who's kissing chickens? By the way, I do like the super corny kissing noise you just made.
Yeah. So, thank you. I didn't practice that at all. So the CDC is warning people, don't be kissing your chickens. Don't be inviting them into your bedroom. Even if the ducks or turkeys look clean, this is a direct quote, it still carries bacteria and could shed salmonella. So please wash your hands anytime you come in contact with a chicken.
Are there a bunch of people with just chickens in their home? Like just inside, hanging out.
They're
bedrooms,
apparently
bathrooms.
Taking them in like pets, you know, as you would Buster or Jen would with her cats. It's just, oh, they're cute. Let's invite them into our bathroom.
A rash of salmonella outbreaks from people cuddling and kissing their chickens. Or poultry. There's people with pet turkeys.
That's pretty foul.
I see what you did there. Eva will be laughing. She's a very punny person. So, as always, we like to end with a laugh. And we appreciate all of you out there who listen and support us and send us emails and prayers and anything that you want us to pray for you about. Again, you can shoot us an email at steve@baconsmiles.org. You can shoot us a message on Twitter, or Facebook, or Instagram. So I said it all earlier, all my names. Just go to my website. It links to all of them. How can people find you?
I'm on Twitter, Evan the DJ, DJ spelled completely out. And then on Instagram, Evan CT, and Facebook, Evan Shaw Mumford, the last name's hyphenated. Good luck to you if you try looking for that.
I'd just like to make sure I say a prayer again for anyone who's struggling with just self-worth and just thinking that there's nothing out there for them. Please just pray and reach out and find help in any way that you can. God will show you his love. I promise you that. And as always, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. And I just really appreciate all of you out there. So, as always, keep smiling and God bless.